Since Varuna's eyes couldn't open any wider, his jaw dropped and he flailed for the security control panels, slamming his hand down on the buttons when they didn't respond. "I've rendered them inoperative," Plagueis explained, "along with the security cams, just so that you and I could converse without being interrupted." Varuna swallowed and found his voice.
How did you get past my guards, Damask?"
"We'll come to that in a moment."
"Magna..."
Varuna attempted to scream until his voice went mute and he clutched at his throat. "There will be none of that," Plagueis warned.
"What do you want with me, Damask?"
Varuna asked when he could, breathing hard. "Closure." Varuna stared at him in disbelief.
"You got what you wanted? Isn't it enough that I abdicated?"
"Your abdication would have been enough had you not tried first to have me killed." Varuna gritted his teeth.
"Everything I built was in jeopardy of being taken from me. Even the monarchy. You left me no choice."
Plagueis stood and reseated himself on the edge of the bed, like some macabre confessor. "I understand. Faced with a similar choice, I might have done the same. The difference is that I would have succeeded where you failed."
"I'll remain here," Varuna said in a grasping way. I won't cause you or Palpatine any more trouble."
"That's true," Plagueis paused, then said, "Perhaps I should have been more honest with you from the start. I delivered the Trade Federation to you. I put Tapelo, then you, on the throne. How did you imagine I came by such power?" Varuna ran a trembling hand over his thinning hair.
"You were born the son of a wealthy Mune, and transformed that wealth into power."
Plagueis made a sound of disappointment. "Oh, have you not yet learned that the galaxy isn't moved by credits alone?" Varuna gulped and found his voice.
"How did you come by such power, Damask?"
he asked in a whisper of genuine interest. "I was shown the way to power by a Bith named Rutus Gnome."
"I know the name."
"Yes, but his true name was Darth Tenebris, and he wore the mantle of the Dark Lord of the Sith. I was, at one time, his apprentice."
"Sith,"
Varuna said, as if weakened by the very word. "Had you known, would you have allied with me?" Varuna marshaled the strength to shake his head.
"Political power is one thing, but what you represent